USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has been cleared of all charges and will retain his office. State senators deliberated on 16 articles of impeachment, ultimately acquitting him. To remove Paxton from office, he would have needed to have been convicted on just one of the articles. The accusations revolved around alleged misuse of his office to assist a political donor. On the second day of the UAW strike, discussions are underway between United Auto Workers and Ford and General Motors. Striking union members, including this UAW worker in Toledo, are advocating for improved pay and pension benefits.
We need more money. I mean, we've gone years without a raise. You know, we want our fair share. And that's what we're looking for, our fair share. You know, for everybody, not just for me, but for everybody that works here.
Negotiations, which paused on Friday, have now resumed, with both GM and Ford expressing their commitment. Union leaders are determined to secure what they describe as a robust and equitable contract. Jason Carter, the grandson of former President Jimmy Carter and Rosalynn Carter, shared that the couple is in the final phase of their lives. He mentioned they are together at home, which he believes is an ideal situation for them at this stage. Earlier this year, the former president entered hospice care, and Rosalynn Carter was diagnosed with dementia. Police in New York investigating a fentanyl-related death at a daycare center involving a child. USA's Laura Winters has more.
Detectives in New York City blaming our wide-open southern border and an endless supply of fentanyl coming across for killing a child. Police in New York City say a one-year-old boy is dead and three other children, including a baby girl, are in the hospital after eating the drug at a daycare center in the Bronx. Firefighters responding to the scene wearing breathing equipment as a initially, it was believed they were responding to a carbon monoxide leak. Detectives still trying to figure out who brought the drugs into the facility.
This is USA News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Special Counsel Jack Smith, investigating former President Trump, has secured 32 direct messages from Trump's X account. Unsealed court documents on Friday revealed concerns that informing Trump about their efforts could lead to potential violence. The filing does not disclose the contents of the messages. New Mexico's governor is reconsidering her ban on firearms.
The ban restricting the carry of firearms in and around Albuquerque has been narrowed by New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham and now applies only to public parks and playgrounds where children and families gather. Her announcement on Friday follows a federal judge's ruling that blocked part of the order. Gunfire and violent crime has continued in Albuquerque in the week since the original order was put in place, which has been challenged by at least a half dozen lawsuits. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says an armed man impersonated a U.S. Marshal who claimed to be part of a security detail at a campaign event in Los Angeles yesterday. The man reportedly had 2 holstered weapons and was carrying a U.S. Marshal's badge and federal ID. LAPD says a suspect was arrested for posing as a federal agent at the event. Kennedy's request to the White House for Secret Service protection has been denied. The iconic house featured in the movie Halloween is up for sale. While set in the fictional town of Haddonfield, Illinois, it's actually located in South Pasadena, California. The original 1978 film was shot on site, not a soundstage, adding to the cinematic history. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.